Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Horn. He is Jeff Hobson, sporting a black eye. Do you care to divulge what happened?
I was Tony Conigliaro for Halloween. And if you don't know who Tony Conigliaro is, Google it.
Or just look up his Twitter profile in the old Sports Illustrated cover. All right, let's get to this week's matchup, the Bengals against the Jacksonville Jaguars. As Bengals fans know, Cincinnati's running game has not been stellar to date. The Bengals are averaging 78 rushing yards per game, which would be about 10 yards worse than the worst season in franchise history. So that's not good, but this week they are facing the team with the worst run defense so far this season in the NFL, giving up about 138 yards on the ground per game.
You know, these Dan, these teams are almost mirror images of themselves when it comes to, you know, what they do well on defense. And it's to me, it's the, you know, you've heard of the 12th man. This is the battle of the 8th man. Can the Bengals stop the Jaguars' run with not having to put 8 men on the box? I think the Bengals think they can. They can play 8 men on the box because they've been so good on the corner. I call it the four corners defense because they've had four cornerbacks who have really played terrific. You know, they've got a great rotation with Adam Jones and Drake Kirkpatrick and William Jackson and Darqueze Dennard. And that may be the panacea to stop that Jaguars running game is play that 8-man front and live with your corners. And let's face it, that's why they've drafted these guys, I mean, in the first round. They can cover. Let's see it.
When the Bengals have the ball, obviously one of the goals will be to get it to A.J. Green. Well, easier said than done, since the Jags have one of the best young cornerbacks in the NFL in Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, I was talking to some guys down in Jacksonville, Horty. They think Ramsey is a potential Hall of Famer. I mean, obviously that's a little bit, you know, that's guys getting over your skis a little bit, but Ramsey is a fine player. He and A.J. Boye. Very good. Not Charles Boye, but they are in the top five in passes defense, so they're having a hell of a year. And A.J., only the second time in his career he had back-to-back games where he had 3 catches or less. The last time it happened to him was in 2014, and he was coming off a 3-game absence when he had the injured toe. So, you know, we had talked about one of the themes going into last week's game was how good he is bouncing back. Now we're kind of in no man's land because he has never... You know, he's only done it twice in his career, having 2 straight games like this. So it's going to be hard for me to see him have 3 in a row.
One big difference between these two teams so far this season, takeaways on defense. The Bengals got a big one last week on Carlos Dunlap's pick 6 that won the game. But that was only their 5th takeaway all year, and they've all been interceptions.
That's amazing. What are we at 18 now? What is they've got the NFL record for most consecutive games without recovering
18 and
fumble.
Counting.
Yeah. To me, the stat here is this one. You can help me with one of the pass rush ends for the Jaguars. Go ahead.
Yannick Ngakoue?
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. And then Dante Fowler. I can take care of that one. Combined, they have 5 forced fumbles. The Bengals have 5 turnovers all year. And you can see just how much it means. I mean, look at what... I mean, it won this team the game. Carlos Dunlap's pick 6 against the Colts won the game for them. So, you know, all you need is a couple. But to have none is just kind of puts pressure on everybody. And it's you know... You get a little bit uncomfortable with some of the matchups in this game because the Jaguars are doing things well that the Bengals aren't doing. But, you know, if they can, the Bengals rush the passer well. And they've done well in the red zone. I think, they've punched in every red zone road trip. Every red zone trip on the road, they've cashed for a touchdown. So if they can do that, get one of those 2 turnovers, then they can win this thing.
Here's what scares me about this game. The Jaguars have faced 2 of the Bengals' AFC North rivals, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Beat the Ravens 44-7. Beat the Steelers 30-6. We know how good those teams are. Jaguars are legit.
I think this is the only black eye that's going to happen this weekend.
I like it. All right, you heard it here. The only black eye the Bengals will suffer this weekend. Fingers crossed. For Jeff Hobson, I'm Dan Horn. And for our photographers, Stephen Huddy and Robert Thomas, thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.